It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay. So yesterday, Grammy-winning rapper Doechii was named Billboard's 2025 Woman of the Year. Do you even know who that is?
Somebody's watching me. It's my anxiety.
This is Doechii. Yeah. Just thought I'd help you out a little bit there. Brian Luttrell of the Backstreet Boys became emotional while his son Bailey was auditioning on American Idol.
We're super proud. He's obviously grown up in the business, and you know, I think he's cut out for it.
That's like the ultimate Nepo baby right there. The first guests on Everybody's Live with John Mulaney will include Michael Keaton, Joan Baez, Fred Armisen, and Cypress Hill. The show debuts tomorrow night on Netflix. Ooh. Ooh, I was really thinking about canceling my Netflix again. I don't know now. Wendy Williams was hospitalized on Monday after dropping a distress note reading, "Help, Wendy," from her assisted living facility. Authorities responded. She was transported for evaluation. Lady Gaga discussed her mental health journey on a podcast from the New York Times, revealing her 2020 psychosis diagnosis.
I had psychosis, so I was not deeply in touch with reality for a while. It like took me out of life in a big way. And after like a lot of years of hard work, I like got myself back.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Her fiance, Michael Polanski, played a pivotal role in her recovery process. That's according to her. And she is doing this in order to raise awareness for mental health issues and helping other people to face theirs. New tour dates are out from Counting Crows, Cyndi Lauper, and James Taylor. Yeah, I said Cyndi Lauper. And Ringo Starr's CBS special, Ringo and Friends at the Ryman, aired last night, but I think you can still stream it on Paramount Plus.
The Ryman for me is just the blessing that I can play here. I feel an extra little beat in my heart every time I play here.
That's so sweet. He's out there living his best life. It was captured in January over two nights at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium, and it features appearances by Jack White, Brenda Lee, Sheryl Crow, Mickey Guyton, and a whole bunch more. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez have finally set a date for their wedding this summer. She will wear Oscar de la Renta, and he has spared no expense for the lavish wedding. Okay. Some speculate that Katy Perry might perform since she and Sanchez are very close. Are they paying her? Because she should make them pay her. 75-year-old Rick Springfield recently had a full body scan.
No, I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
He's probably wishing he could go back to Jesse's girl and have a body like he did back then, because he discovered he has brain damage from a fall 25 years ago. And while he still lives a pretty healthy life, Rick realizes that he is, quote, the same age as old people. That's awesome. I love Rick Springfield. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except you're welcome.